As well, and I felt, as I told you yesterday, that you have to learn this sugya of sheker, emes v'sheker, the same eon as you learn the sugya study and the other sram that he wrote, and that we've been discussing this year as well. Okay. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah said in the Shari Tshuva that a person is allowed to lie for a shalom, but is not supposed to lie when he's going to gain from it. The person himself is going to gain from it. However, if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, that's only if what you're going to gain is an illicit gain. For example, as Rabbeinu Yonah put it, Mishtabeach b'malo she'ein lo. I'll say a lie, and through that lie, I'll be praised for things which are not really true. That kind of a lie is an illicit lie. One is not supposed to do such a thing. A very, very important idea. Now, the halacha goes further and says as follows. Try to give you some of the highlights of the sefer. We won't be able to do everything today, but many things. We saw the quotes of the Mogen Avraham, I mentioned to you yesterday, quoted the Sefer Hasidim, that the heter to lie for these reasons of Shek, of Shalom, for example, is only past tense, but not present or future. And the question, of course, becomes, why should that be so? So he writes that the reason for it is as follows. A person who says an untruth in the past, that's somewhat limited. But if a person is going to say an untruth with respect to a present or future issue, it's going to lead him to lie even when he's not supposed to lie. So it's a kind of a gzeira. If you lie in this kind of a case, you may unfortunately lie in other kinds of cases as well. That's the problem. That's the problem. The example that's given, a person is asked to lend money to somebody. Please lend me money. So he says, no, I have no money. Or even if he says it in past tense, I already gave my money away to somebody else. But it's a present statement. Now I have no money to lend you. That should not be done. Even though, if you tell them the real truth, oh, I have plenty of money to lend, but you're a shagitz. You're not going to pay me back. That's what I'm not lending you to. That was cause of machlokes. Afal pi kein, the Sefer Hasidim says, a person should not tell an untruth in this type of a situation. That's what he says. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam seems to disagree. We saw the Gemara Bava Metzia yesterday, which says that a person is allowed to lie on various matters. And the Rambam says, they ask you, I want to have a shayla, I don't know if you saw the Rambam, it's in Hilchos Gzela. Rambam says, I have a shayla in Hilchos Nida. So the guy says, well, I'm not learning Nida, I'm learning Mekvos. So they shouldn't ask him. But he's a liar. He's learning Nida. He just doesn't know the answer. Look at this nature. That, the Rambam says, is permissible. Even though that's a lie, which goes, it talks about a current situation, not a past situation, but since it's for the purpose of avoiding embarrassment, according to the Rambam, that is a permissible lie. Permissible. That's Elon's trap in the word mesechta, against Rashi. Rashi says, do you know the mesechta? He really knows it. He says, no, according to Rashi, the opposite. According to Rashi, he's showing modesty. That's a bit of a different story. Or if it's sneers, we spoke about Puria and things of this nature. Okay? Now, for that reason, a woman is permitted to lie not to let anybody know when she goes to the mikvah. That's a very common case. The Ramah writes in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Nida, that a woman shouldn't let people know when she's going to the mikvah, because when she goes to the mikvah, she resumes relations with her husband, and it's nobody's business when that happens. So he passes Yalla Halacha Lamaisa, even though to make up a story. A whole story, the way you go, wait, where'd you go? I went shopping, I went here, I went there. And this is what people should know when a woman goes to the mikvah. That's very important. And like anything else in life, always you have to be prepared with a story ahead of time. Ahead of time. I guess I can let the story out now. Okay, I think I'll let it out now. It's safe to let it out now. My wife went always has in the back of her car, she had shopping. Always had a couple of bags of shopping, always left in the trunk. So if she didn't want to know where she was coming from, shopping bags, right? You know, so this is, you have to be smart to know, to have a story prepared in advance. Don't be prepared with a story. And it's advisable to do that, because as we saw in the Gemara, Puria is an Indian of Sneus, and as he passes over here, Aloch HaLamais, and the Savior, and Nisvasayim, to hide her Tevila, is also something which is appropriate to do, even if it requires saying a lie. Okay. I mentioned to you yesterday that my view was that Mitvasheka Tirchuk is limited to Dayanim in the case of Bezin. Dabar Lama Mein Yano. I read you that Lashon yesterday, Dabar Lama Mein Yano. But he has over here in, those who want to look up the Sefer later on, and I told you the Sefer is divided into two parts. It's Klolim at the beginning and Simonim at the end. I'm going to go back and forth as it goes. So here in Klal Aleph, which is the very, very beginning, in Sif Aleph, so it's Klal Aleph, Sif Aleph, he says over here in the bottom, the paragraph begins raw. It's not going to cause a raw to somebody else. It's not including the Baruch Shekhar Tircha. It's called Rabbeinu Yonah. Because of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita wrote a beer on Maseches Kusim. You ever hear Maseches Kusim, guys? You never even heard of it. It's one of those Maseches Ketanot. He wrote a whole sefer on it. So there in Siman Lamed, he writes that the only times by Shekhar Tircha is by Dayonim and Eidus Mammon. Okay? That's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says. That's exactly what I told you earlier. Exactly. He quotes Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And then he quotes, Rabbi Nion wrote in Sefer HaYira. I just forgot it, and I'm sorry, in the room before. I had it in back of the Shari Tshuva. He said, a person shouldn't lie. Why? I feel the Dibri Havai in silliness. You know why? Ki Chilul Hashem Yesh B'Dover. Oh. See, that's clear from Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not Midrash Shekhar Tircha. It's only this thing what we call Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem. But apparently, if it's not a monetary matter, it's not a bezin, it's not a violation of Midrash Shekhar Tircha. That's exactly what I had told you. As a matter of fact, he quotes over here, Rabosai, in what he calls Biurim Sivkot and Vav, from Hagoyin, of Yeruchim official Perlo, what a beer on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadjagon, Mitzvah to say, Chof Beis. So, what does he say? He says, you know what it is? It's an Indian of Midas Rose. That's what I told you. It's not even Nisid Rabban, Midas Rose. Shetzarech Lisrachek Mehem. Now, I don't take Midas Rose lightly. The Rabban says in Hilchas Dei, in Hilchas Shuvah. I believe it's Perek Zion. The person has to do tshuva from what he calls Deos Ros, we call Midos Ros. And it's harder to do tshuva from them than from other things. That's the Rambam. So I don't take it lightly. But it's still an Isur Midos. That's how I explained to you already yesterday. That's why it's Mutter Nea Shalom, because Shalom is more important to me than an Emes. And then he quotes the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim. He says, Osru Chachamim L'Talmud Chacham L'Shanes B'Diburo. Chutz mi gimel dvarim. Again, the impression he holds like Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perla. Shek of Yalam is no Isser. I above a Mitzia. That's only a Talmud Chacham. But an average individual, has no violation whatsoever. That's what it sounds like. Mesilas Yisharim. Okay? And that's what it sounds like from the Rambam also. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis. Perikei Halacha Zayin. Talmud Chacham lo yishane b'dibura. In Amoritz, there's no, it's bad midas. We're not saying it's good, but it's not a violation problem. Fine. Now, Rabosai. We had mentioned the heter to the Dvar Bnei Hashalom of Agamar has two totally opposite explanations. The Me'am Loi says that the issue of lying is when you want to lie. It's a tchuna ra, it's a bad midah. And therefore, if you have no alternative, Bnei Hashalom or whatever it may be, there's no issue in the first place. We call that hutra. Whereas the Ramah and the Tshuva Yad Aleph seem to say it's what's called Dechuya. It is an Isser, but Shalom or something else will be Docha the Isser. two different ways of looking at things. Of looking at things. And therefore it's possible, Rabbi Osai, that the Rabbi Moore did use the word Midvar Sheket Tirchok, even though it's not in the context of Bezdin or monetary matters, which leads to a conclusion, perhaps, that the Rabbi Moore took it seriously. Midvar Sheket Tirchok applies across the board, not the way we suggest the Pshat, not the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, not the way the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say, etc. Not the way the Rambam seems to say. But it's very possible that people use the word Midvar Sheket Tirchok in generalities. They don't really mean it. And the best proof he quotes is from the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, which he quotes over here again in the Maskal HaIsr, quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, writes as follows. This is Mitzvah Tav Zayin. Hanoda lechaveiro dover. Omer dover ploni ese, olo ese. Shalom alashen ede. V'isa v'kodamas. Afal pishu mechura v'lo yasu ken rak p'chusi ha-nefesh b'vnei odom. Eino ove v'lo yachel. Not lo yachel. El b'nei shekosavnu. Lashen of neder. Korban, etc. V'omnom. Al ha-kol nemar b'toro midvar sheket tirchok. Come on. This is impossible. You could argue that if I say that yesterday I went to the store and I didn't, that's midvar sheket. That's arguable. But if I say tomorrow I'm going to go to the store and I don't go, that's for sure I'm a Midrash Sheket Tirchok. How can it be? When I said it, it wasn't a lie yet. He must mean. He says over here, you get an impression from the Chinuch. He's not limiting himself to a case, I'm going to go to the store tomorrow and I know when I said it I don't plan to go. No. The Chinuch is mashma. Even if I plan to go to the store but I didn't go, it's still a Midrash Sheket Tirchok. How do you know? Dum yudineh de gomer. A neder dog gomer, and he planned to do it and he didn't do it. That's a v'chisid, you know, a neder of hektish and things of this nation. So how can it be? V'ulai en kavonas achinuch sheyesh b'zeh mishud v'ra sheket tirchok rakosav kein al derech ha-dimyon. As it's a Torah, it's so makpid on sheker to stay far away from it. Therefore, even in our Inyan, it's hepech ritzon ha-borei in lo yikarim d'varav shedu derech sheker v'tzorachim. I think it's completely correct. And once we're saying within the chinuch, that doesn't really mean literally Dvar Sheket Tirchok. We can say the same thing within the Ramah as well. Yes?
Is the Kuvah Sama focus maybe then the way in which they understand the weird phrasing, strange phrasing of Dvar Sheket Tirchok, that it's not, either you could view it as something being a more stringent type of Isser because of the severity that Torah seems to give it, but Dvar Sheket stay away from it, or maybe you could say the reverse type of way is that it seems like a lesser kind of an Isser because it's not like Losa Shakar or something like that.
You are correct.
That's
the machlokes. You are correct. But my, as I told you yesterday, I was so excited to see the quote from the Gedolim. Dover halomid meinyano. You always say it every day, you know. You hear the chaz, the dover, no paying attention. No. What it means is, as you remember Rashi? Rashi quoted it. Who remembers that Rashi quoted it? You should have seen this Rashi less than 2 weeks ago. Correct. Lo tigno doesn't mean don't take money. Because everything else is easier. The ones that say lo sirtzuch, lo signo, lo sinach, that's all chivim misa. It means going in the fashion of the cost of a dab. So here too, it's all in the context of Bezdin, Shochad, and Noki Vitzadik Lataro, all those things are Bezdin in Yonim. It's very serious stuff. And that's what Chaim Kanev says. That's the way I prefer to have it. Okay? I'm just letting you know. But the chinuch lav dafka could be the Ramos lav dafka. However, if a person does not keep his word, he's no tzaddik. He's no tzaddik, Rabbi Osai. Oh no, I don't mean to say he's a tzaddik. If a person gives his word, he should keep his word. Who said so? Rabbi Osai, everything has a source. You shouldn't think I made anything up. Everything has a source. But the source is not necessarily Midvar Sheket Tirchok. The Gemara is in Masechta Bava Metzia. On Daf Mem Tes, a source for this din. The Pasuk says in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, Eifas Hedek V'Hin Tzedek. So we know the word Hin is a measurement, right? A measurement. Like an Eifah is a measurement. Just had a few weeks ago, oh my, I see where it's an Eifah. So a Hin is also a measurement, okay? However, the Gemara makes a drush on the word Hin Tzedek, Shehein Shulchot Tzedek V'Lav Shulchot Tzedek. This is a Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Hin Sedek, Eid Bechal Eifa, Shehein Shechal, your yes is a yes, Velav, your no is a no. That's very important, but it's not Midrash HaKetucha. It's a different din. It's a different din. Okay? It's very, very important. Now, fine. Interestingly, this lush of the Sefer Achinuk is based upon, we said, Midvash Sheker, Tirchok. Tirchok. And why Rabosai does say Tirchok? So let me just give you a little bit of a primer in how bad lying is. And just because we have many coolers over here, doesn't mean we're soft on lying. I mean, in some cases, it's permissible to lie. But to lie, Chas V'Shalom, when it's not allowed, is really, really, really a bad thing to do. A terrible thing to do. And the FWE says as follows, it's called the Sefer HaChinuch. Tirchok, mashlon stavinu, kein, v'chol ha'asaros. Doesn't say Tirchok, v'yadar averis. Only over here. And the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Ayin Dalet. Sheker is nisa v'nelach b'eni ha'kol, v'ein dova mos mimenu. Nothing is more despised than a lie. God is the God of truth. And someone who only follows God's ways has bracha. Otherwise not. Someone who's a baal sheker, who's opposite of God's midos, you get the opposite of bracha. What he tells him affairs, means klola. The opposite of simcha and shalom and tanug, you get dogok, toto, and sar. Also, these are pretty fiery words over here. Sefer Chinuch, this is terrible. Therefore, Midrash Sheker Tirchok, Hiskira Lashon Richok, Lerov Miuso, Shlo Hiskira came Bechol Sharas Horus. The Sefer Chinuch wrote a book, right? On all the Tayag mitzvahs. He says it doesn't say Tirchok anywhere else. Not a book in Tanakh, but the Sefer Chinuch wrote on 365 Losa says, and it doesn't say Tirchok any other 364, he must know what he's talking about. Okay? Well, maybe it's called Sinasei, whatever you want to call it. The truth is, the Rambam doesn't even quote it as one of the 613 Bechlah. So I don't know what it's doing in Mitzvah Ayin Dalet. I'm not sure if we look at carefully. I don't think it's found in the Chinuch. I don't remember. Maybe it is. Look up Ayin Dalet. I don't remember what Ayin Dalet is in Chinuch. I don't have it in front of me. But what of the Taryaganat is irrelevant. You see how bad it is. And he quotes over here in Oz Tezvav how bad it is. Mesilas Yesharim says so. He quotes many Pesukim. Ben Yona said so. It's a Toeva. Toeva is Hashem Sif says Sheker. And he quotes Sonei Hashem hates it. It's not Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Beis. People are Meshakronim. And then he quotes the Mabit, who says, what does that mean? They're not Mekabel the Shechina at all, even if they do tshuva. It's hard for them to do tshuva for these things. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Chafetz Chaim says that they do tshuva. To machlokes, how good the tshuva is going to be effective in this kind of a situation. I'm not here to measure tshuva, just to say it's a bad thing for someone to say something which is not true. Okay, I'm going further in the Sefer. And he goes, says as follows. This is an Os Chav Dalet. You may recall, Rabbi Olsai, we had a famous commotion, everybody knows. Kesa Naragl Nifnei Akal. Everybody knows that. Any kid knows it. Every wedding they stand to it, and the record has it a song. Okay? So he quotes over here as follows. That a person not even allowed to lie if it's what's called Belishta Dimishtamea Lishnei Pon. In an ambiguous phrase, and you in your mind have in mind to say the truth, but you know the other guy's going to take it the other way. That is not permitted. I'm trying to fool your friend, even to say things which are not that you understand, they're understood as untruth, even though you can somehow get out of it by saying I meant something else. What's the source for this? The quotes over here are both sides. The Chasam Sofer and its Chidushim Ksubas. Daf Yud Zayin, that Gemara that we spoke about yesterday. Beis Hillel does not say that you can say about an ugly woman that she's beautiful. Chas v'shalom. All you say is Kala No. The word No can be interpreted as what? No b'maseho.
She's ugly as ugly can be, but her deeds are beautiful. So it's ambiguous, says the Chasam Sofer. Because it's an ambiguity, even though everyone, you want the Chasam to think that she means she's beautiful, okay. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, as we all know. But you don't really mean that, because in your eyes, she's not beautiful. She's the Miyach Eino Motzi, I told you, that the not Noah saying. But you say Noah, which can be interpreted as Noah b'maseho. So says the Chasam Sofer. Since the Gemara says in Ksubas Yudzayim, the Olam Eot Data Shal Adam Urevis and Abrius. So the Gemara explains the opinion of Beis Hillel. That's why you're allowed to say Kala Noah b'chasuda, even though, you know, on a simple level, it's not so. That's the introduction of Beis Hillel. Chazir again. Read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kesir Makhlech Ne'akala. B'sham is a Kala Kamo Shehi. From 1 to 10, a 2. As it says, L'fi Yofya v'chashivusa v'kalsnosa. From 1 to 10, 2. Okay. Either it means it literally, or it means it, as we said before, generally. That's what it means by Shekatirchak. Can't give it back. Mother says it's nice. And therefore, you say Kalanova Chasuda no matter what. No matter what? Fine. That's what it says. Good. This is the opinion of Beis Hillel. Says Chasam Sofer, no. Murav Mabrius. That's what Mar says. And therefore, listen to what the Chasam Sofer says. Every word is critical. The Chasam Sofer as follows. Oh. Kevan shemitzvah li ozdata shalom merevis mabriyus. Ul shabech mikro shalom. Su ein kan lo gnevas das velo dvar sheker kevan shekein nohagu. What does that mean? It means normally you may not say something which is ambiguous. You know, you mean no b'maseh, but everyone understands it means no b'gufa, b'marisa. That's not allowed except for this case. If my understanding, since the whole world says every single wedding, kal no v'chasuda, and this guy has been at weddings before, so it's not k'nei v'stas. I'm trying to fool you. There's an expression in the Gemara, he's fooling himself in thinking that the guys mean that his wife is beautiful in her appearance. She's not beautiful in her appearance. She's beautiful in her deeds. Fine. But he's fooling himself. That's how I understood what the Chasam Sofer is saying over here. Kain Nira Li. And that's why the minhag existed. Why is the minhag this way? The people Shimu Medata Muravis and Abrius. That's how I understood. Had it not been for that, it would be an Easter Sheker, even though it's ambiguous. But also, I have to tell you a story. One of my Talmidim lives in Eretz Yisrael. And his child was in school. And the Rebbe came back, or I forgot if it was a boy or a girl, and said, you know, as long as you need something else, it's okay to lie. What's the proof? Yaakov Avinu said, Anochi Esav B'chorecha. Everyone knows Chumash Rashi, right? Of course, we say, no chesed b'chorech. It's a pasuk in Bereishis. Now we have two versions. Since you brought up the Chumash, we'll use it right away. First thing. Okay, yeah, thank you so much. Your personal Chumash, wow. Thank you very much. Okay, now we have a Chumash on the table. Let's open up and see what Rashi says. And that's a world famous pasuk. Okay, who are you? Who are you? What is the answer? Anochi Esav B'chorech. This says Rashi. Anochi Yomei B'lecha. V'Esav B'chorecha. Rashi wants to tanchum yashin. So the teacher told his child that it's okay to lie in this fashion. And the person asked me, my Tom, I said, Chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom. It wasn't a lie. Everyone could just do foolish shtick. This is a unique case. So sure enough, Baruch Shekiva, I think I found this just yesterday. Masha Yomei Yaakov Avinu Yitzchak Anochi Eisa B'chorecha. And Chazal said it's not a full shekel, it's close to Medrash Tanchuma. Yeah. Ein kavanosam lomar. That's mutter l'shanos in general in this kind of a situation. No. Yaakov osa ken al pitzivu imo shenema la beruach hakodesh yasakein. Ruach hakodesh yasakein. So ruach hakodesh yasakein. But he's still trying to minimize the lie. That's what I told my Talmud. Baruch Hashem, I'm mechavan to Rabbi Yabrov over here. This is Klal, Aleph, Sif, Dalid, Belishna. It's about Belishna. Baruch Hashem, I was mechavan to what he said. I think it's completely accurate. We'll see later on other intricate details about this story and other stories. Fine. Now, may you lie to a goy? Absolutely not. Especially since we said that the fundamental nature of the Yisro Shek was Midas, the Tchuna Ra. I don't know who you're lying to. Before the Sefer Chassidim. The case of the Sefer Chassidim, we said you're not allowed to lie in present or future, even if it's for Shtikl Shalom, is referring to the case where he said he wants to borrow money from you. So you say, I don't have any money, I gave my money away. You know how to do that. He said, the Farish, even if a guy wants to borrow money from you, it has to be that way. So he said, Midas. Comes to Yisroel, Midas is no difference whatsoever. Like a neighbor's das, like a neighbor's moment fundamentally. That's what he says. Very, very important yourself. Okay? Very important. Some of us think a guy is different, some of us not. It's just not true. Just not true. Okay. Rabosai, we are now going to turn our attention once again to the Gemara that we saw today, Samach Hamid Beis. Back to the Gemara in Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. Okay. Samach Gimel we saw yesterday, we'll see it again today. It's with the soup. Making one kind of soup, another kind of soup. And it quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which it says a person shouldn't become used to lying. Limdu lishonam daber sheker have nil. It's a terrible thing to become used to lying, and therefore it's not permitted whatsoever. The obvious question over here: doesn't this contradict Rabosai our Gemara and Sanachemid Beis mutter or mitzvah lishanas mei shalom? Here Chia is making peace between his father Rav and his mother, whose name we don't know, but his mother was some kind of lady over here. Kept switching the soup around. He's making shalom. The Marashal asks his kasha. Yam Shal Shlomo, right hand Yavamis, asks his kasha in Simon Memvav. And the Marashal says, it's only Mutter Ba'akroi, but not in the Shlichus between a father and a mother. Some interpret it to mean that Akroi means you're only allowed to lie once in a while. But here, since he's going back and forth every day with the soup, it was not allowed. The question is against the Gemara. Which Gemara? The Gemara that we saw before in Bava Metzia. Because the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Avchav Gimel on the base, we just read it before, we read the expression, the last line of the daf. The Gemara has over here, Rabosai, Bitlas Mili Avidi Rabbana de Mishana. What does Avidi mean? What does Avidi mean? Asuyim. Not just once. Whenever it happens, it happens. It's not just once. So how can that Marshal be interpreted in that fashion? More than that, Rabosai, I'll tell you an incredible citation, which you all know. You all know the citation, but you probably never heard it directly from the original source. Have it over here, Rabosai. It's now up to Klal Beis of this beautiful sefer. Sif Gimel. Medrash Malachi Beis Vov. Talking about Aaron HaKohen. Quote, Ksheroesh nevnei odom shoslam riva zem zeh. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows. Don't you know it? The Aaron made shalom, right?
You never heard of this? Av was Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. Right? He was always trying to make Shalom. As a matter of fact, Rashi quotes part of this, just a small part. That's the Mishnah Novus, Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. But Rashi quotes part of it when Aaron HaKohen passed away. So Rashi tells us, Vayivku was Aaron Shloshim Kol Beis Yisroel. End of Perek Chof and Sefer Bamidbar. Says Rashi, what's Kol Beis Yisroel? Anoshim. Fisher Oyev Shalom, Verod of Shalom, who matil Ava ben Bale Meriva, who ben Ishti Ishto. Quotes Ovis Aleph Yud Beis, and Ovis Terab Nosen Yud Beis Gimel through Vav. Let's see if our Ovis Terab Nosen has the same citation. It's always good to read it from a source which you have easy access to. So you can look it up yourself. What did I say? Yud Beis Gimel through Vav? What did you say? I think so. Ovis Terab Nosen should be here. What's called the Masechtas Ketanis. That's what Masechtas Kusim is. Most Masechtas Ketanis are printed in the Shas Bavli after Masechtas Avodah Zarah, after Ovis. Let's see if we can read it already. Forgive me. I'll look at the small print. Here we go. Shnei bnei one of the rivim zem zem. Holach Aaron. Here it is. It's in Ovis Rav Nosen Yud Beis Gimel. The Yashav Eitzel Echad Men. Amalo bni recha vercha mal ome oy your friend mitarif is libo mikoreh begodo he's tearing his clothes. Over oily ech esos einai me eres chaveri bosh di emen. I'm embarrassed. Shani sarachtel. I did something bad to him. Who yoshev etzlo ad shemesek in the meliva. Come on, your friend is desperate. He's asking for your mechila. Okay, his friend is so desperate. Asking for my mechila. I'm moich. Okay. Holach aron etzel acher. Bni recha vercha mal omer mitarib is liba mekoreh begodo meheli echlishos einai me eres bosh di emen. Shenifshu zeh bazeh, gifefu v'nashku zeh lazeh, v'kach nemer v'yivku as Aaron shloshim yom kol beis Yisroel. Wow. So Aaron HaKohen, this is the same quotation as over here. Print is bigger, but I wanted to read it to you from an original source. Avos Rav Nosen, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel. Okay? Amazing. We did it all the time. So how can you say that you can only do it in Bat Kroi? This was Aaron. If we did it once, it wouldn't be difficult, so Kol Beis Yisroel. Obviously, we did it on many occasions. Rabosi, with me? So you can't, this pshat in Marashal is a very, very difficult pshat. So, he makes the following suggestion, pshat in Marashal. The Easter is, you may be misragil. And law, even when it's inappropriate. So if you get it back and forth in father and mother, you get used to it. Aaron HaKohen was such a high madrega, he knew he was not going to become used to it, and therefore he was able to do it even though he was doing it on a regular basis. On the same basis, token, we can say this trap. Talmid HaChachamim, who were lying in those three cases, are not going to do it on a regular basis, only for those three cases. That would apply if this is true, that only in Talmid HaChachamim, not in Amar, so we'll come to that later on. And Kalan of HaChasuda, it's a minig ol HaPit HaKonis HaChachamim, he's not going to count even Misragel, and lie in other places. So if we can defend that pshat in the Marashal by saying only these cases are unique. But, okay, could be. The Meiri has exactly the same kash. The Meiri says that Rav knew how to be maver al midosa, to forgive her for her constantly switching the soup from the soup he wanted to the soup he didn't want. And therefore, quote the Meiri, mutam shetamo b'merda Mishatargil Ledaber Shkorim. I can handle it, Rav told his son. Chia, don't stand up for, don't take up my cudgels. Mommy keeps giving me the wrong soup. I can live with it. It's big tzaddik. Imagine being able to do, your whole life she gave me the wrong soup. Your whole life she's giving me the wrong soup. The closest I know to the story, I heard the story
Ablaze Levine from Detroit. Anyone from Detroit over here? Ablaze Levine was a Rav of Detroit for 50 years. He has been very distinguished children. One is a rabbi in the Tel Yeshiva in Chicago. And one of his sons-in-law is Rabbi Beryl Wine. Is somebody from famous names. World famous personality, Ablaze Levine from Detroit. This is the story which came out right after his wife passed away. Unbelievable. After his wife passed away, so his daughter said, Daddy, so I'll make you scrambled eggs. Honey, please don't make me scrambled eggs. But mommy made you scrambled eggs every day for 50 years. I can't stand eggs. Why that? Why can't you stand eggs? Tell us a story. When I was a young boy in Europe, well, there used to be a minig of eating teg, which there was no dorm, there was no dining room. You've got the people that give you a meal to keep you fluff, you shouldn't starve to death. But he was a boy, so some people did it by an yofer. So the rabbi said, you have to do it, they did it by an not so yofer. So when he was a boy, he had a certain house to go into to get something to eat. And the woman, every day, would open the door a crack, he'd take this egg and close the door in his face. Ever since then, he couldn't stand the look of eggs. So when he got married, so the first day after they got married, his wife made him eggs. He didn't have the heart to insult his wife. So he suffered for 50 years with eggs. Every time he looked at an egg, he reminded him of that story. He went for who knows how year, he was eating eggs, Bal Korcho, and he just, 50 years. Like Rav. How many did Rav take this warm soup? I'm sure Rav Dezim got it from the Gemara. After his wife died, he told his daughter, I can't stand eggs. Give me Cheerios. I don't know what he asked for. Incredible, nice. You have a Rav in our time. A Rav for our time. A Tzadik in our time. Can you imagine that? It's unbelievable. So, that's what Miri says, Pshat. That's what Miri's Pshat. Okay. And therefore, what does that mean? That means it's true, Mutl Neshaz Me'ashalom, to avoid a full scale machlokas. The full scale machlokas. But if it's not a machlokas mamish, to be so careful not to get to start with these things. This is the Pshat Rabosai. It was not a machlokas mamish. The Marsha happens to agree. Open to the Marsha here in the Avsan of Gimel. He says, in this discussing this issue, was there a machlokas mamish or was there no machlokas? Take a look, Rabosai, take a look at Marsha. Marsha, Sam of Gimel and Beis. It was in a new consideration. We haven't discussed too much until then. Says the Marsha, Limdu Lashonam Davar Sheker, page Nun Beis, column 2 of the 10th line in our print. What's the Lama? Gam Kihacha Sheroy Loma Lichvot Aviv Sheker. Oh, the Heter over here is not Shalom. There's no Machlekes. The Heter would be why? In order to give kibbut aim, yeah. The komagom kadei shelo yargil ha'odem bekach lo yom hasheker gam b'mokom hazeh. Even though it's a mitzvah kibbut av. So we have over here, Rabosai, is that's mutter to lie for a mitzvah. Rabbi Yonah said the same thing we saw yesterday. We know where he got it from. We thought he got it from our Gemara Samachem and Beis. Shmuel was a mitzvah to be Moshev Dabin HaMelech. That was the Nivs for Science chat in that Rabbeinu Yom. But it could be, this Marsha is another source, we'll see soon others, that you're allowed a lot not only for Shalom, but for other mitzvahs as well. That's how the Marshal understood this Gemara. It was like the Miri, it wasn't the Machlokas Mash. Fine. Now Rabosai. The Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, Kuf Pei Vav, says based on this Gemara, it's usur to lie in quote, Yimtzu kim'at hana b'shakrusa. What does that mean? What does that mean? So on a simple level, you're going to interpret, because you're going to get hana, you did the shlichus properly. Daddy wanted lentil soup. I got an answer by telling you she wants vegetable soup or some other soup, onion soup. But if you look at Rabbi Yonah in Ovis, it says not that way. Rabbi Yonah in Ovis
at the end of the first parak, says that it's prohibited to become used to lying, not only if there's some kind of a toeles, but even if there's no toeles whatsoever. So we have to reinterpret the Rabbi Yonah's words in Shari Tshuva along those lines as well. Let's see if I can find it for you. The last mission says, Al Shloshad Ram Al Mamed, Al Adin, Bala Emes, Viala Sholom. Emes. Says Rabbi Yonah. Valachta Bidrochov. Hashem is Emes. Because Agamor in Yavam is Samach Gimel Amon Aleph. Ki Yodam Amargal Lashonu Ladaber Shekem Bedavar Sh'ein Bo Lo Hemse Bo Lo Toeles. Gam Ki Yavu Ladaber Dram Shal Iker Lo Yucha Lomar Emes. Ki Piyu Amadaber Vahergel Sholit Olov. With Vashekem Tirch HaKuan, the Rabbi Yonah seems to say that stay away from a real lie where it counts, and don't even lie where it doesn't count. Kind of a zera. So is Rabbi Yonah over here. Oh. Fine. And beyond that, the lashon of the Gemara, it doesn't say it's usur. The lashon of the Gemara was, at lo savid hoti. Don't. It's an isa midos, it's an isa shemayargil. It doesn't say beferish. It's an absolute independent issue. Or at the very least, Reb Chaim Kanevsky says, it should have been ambiguous. Found a way to say it, soup, that wouldn't be an absolute lie. Interesting. As a matter of fact, there are some who claim this is the source for that Sefer Hasidim. You can't lie if it's present or future. Because here he was chastised for lying, even though it was the Shalom, etc., because it was present or future. There'll be another terrorist in the steel between Samach Gimel and Samach Hei. Ay, Rabosai. But Shmuel Hanavi on Samach Hei and Beis is lying in the future, is he not? What is he saying? Ayomesh, what happened over here? Take a look, so you can see the whole pasuk at the bottom in Os Hei. Ayomesh Shmuel Eich Elich V'Shama Shol V'Aragoni. I'm now anointing his competitor David HaMelech. Ayom Hashem, Eglas Bok Otikach B'Yodecha, V'Yomart Elas Bok Hashem Basi. No, that's related to the future. The answer is, he really did. He wasn't lying. If he wouldn't have offered the carbon, then it would have been an absolute lie in the future. It wouldn't be allowed according to the Sefer Hasidim. He was telling the truth as far as the future was concerned. He only told the lie as far as the past. That wasn't his motivation for coming. His motivation for coming was to anoint David HaMelech. That's already a past tense. So therefore, it was permissible. Adkan. Now, of course, the question becomes, on both sides, how can you say you can't lie in the future, relate to the future or present? Bava Metzia Chav Gimel Amud Beis. It's mefurish against it. Well, it's not an absolute lie. They ask you, do you know Mesechti Yavamis? You say no. Rabbi Sai even got 100 on Bechina. By the way, I still have Bechina, sir. I'm still Bechina. I don't know if you want to get it. Even if you got 100 on Bechina, you still don't know it completely. You know what? So it's not a lie if they don't know. It depends on their levels. Compared to Gedolim, you don't know anything. So it's not an absolute lie. I'll take another shot over there. Okay. According to the Rambam, obviously he disagrees with the Sefer Hasidim. I'm learning Mikvos. It's an absolute lie. I'm learning neither. The Rambam is an absolute lie case. So he argues the Sefer Hasidim. Okay. Kalano, not absolute lie, because it could be Gedolim and Masel. Yaakov Avinu. What do you mean Yaakov Avinu? What Yaakov Avinu? Take a look over here. I'm going to show it to you something very interesting. Please. Find the right thing. This is in the back already. This is in the back in Simen Hay. Not Klal, but Simen. By Osir. All about Osir. Says over here, Kalanova Chasuda, this is Hey. Okay? Then he goes on in Hey, in Os Ches, and says, what about Yaakov Avinu? No, see Esa Bechorecha? It's a Behove. And it's a bit ambiguous. No Jim Laharogim Laharomin, she shall Truma. Even though it's not true. What do you think of that? I answer this if it's not truma, something like that. And then they mind to say, today. In other words, the customs collector says, oh, he's asking as a Jew, not going to be open to this. Must be for the truma. He only meant, be also today, leave it tomorrow. Right? How can you do that? It's also a little ambiguous. It's not clear whether it's today or forever. Right? That's what he suggests. It's ambiguous. The Dorm Chav Ches, Amen Aleph, Chav Zayim and Beis. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we had the famous Gemara in Ksubas Yud Zayin that we read about Kalanova Chasuda. However, Kalanova Chasuda is just a few lines in our Gemara. However, it's also found in Masechta Kala. Very, very appropriate, no? Kalanova Chasuda, Masechta Kala. Masechta Kala is in the back here. Oh, I see here Masechta Kusim, I found Masechta Kusim. I have the whole sefer on it. It's a half a page over here. Page 122. Find Masechta Avodah Zarah. See if you can find Masechta Kala. Oh, Kala Rabasi. Perek Yud. Perek Yud. Case in Rakh Lefnei Kala. So it starts. Beshamramim Kala Gamoshi. Besilamim Kala Vinova Chasudim. So same as Agamara so far. And it goes on. Ubes Hillel Nami Leka Hocha No Dilma No B'Maseo. She has good deed. No B'Bata Yavos. She has a good Yichus. Okay. Ubes Hillel says Kem Rachmona Midrashek Atirchak Mishim Noki B'Tzadik Holakiyu Mishapir Dami Godala Shalom. Shafila Kodesh Baruch Hu Shinavo De Mekara Ksev Adon Izaki Kol Tzad Hol Gemara. It's all found in the Kala Rabasi. Noki Vitzadik Al Tarek, etc., etc., etc. So he has a whole discussion. This is the Kala Rabasi, the beginning of Perek Yud. And he discusses this over here in what he calls over here Simon Aleph in the back. He quotes the Kala Rabasi and says that it's based upon Mutu L'Shatz Ne'ashol. The Gemara didn't say that. The Moksubas didn't say that. The Gemara said, "Lo Hashem Datos Merach Shaladam Mureves Im Habrios." That's how the Kala Rabasi begins. However, the Gemara over here says, "God Al Shalom," and he quotes the Gemara Don Izokin. So that connection between Ksubas Yud Zayin and our Sugya Samachay is not found in Ksubas Yud Zayin. It's found in Kala Rabasi. Very good. It's a very important piece. Who's got Kala Rabasi? The Kala Rabasi links up our Gemara with the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Who else also the Ritva says so? There in Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin, the Ritva said so. It's not really with Vashak Atircha. Not really? No. The Pashup Shad is that it's Lav Daf. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky says so, along those lines. The Ritva says it over there. The Pshuta. Fine. And therefore, you have in mind Noe b'maseo. Why did it restrict it, Rabosai? Why can't I even have an absolute lie? It suggests the Nivs Masayim. When you have a lie of Shalom, when it's going to be a machlekes otherwise. No machlekes. Who's the fight? How's the wife not fighting? Moreover, you lie of Shalom sort of when you're stuck. Not stuck. You don't have to say anything. You say nothing. Like MBD. MBD, Mamish doesn't want to say no about Chasud. That's the Pasha Psha. Give him the Baba Matiya, no choice. Say something. Something. It's interesting. The Gaonim say, Rabosai, in the sheet of the Kubetz is there in Ksubas. Not like Shalom, like the Ritva says. The person shouldn't be sad. Presumably means it's derived from Shalom. Same as Shalom as a mitzvah, so the person shouldn't be sad. The mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim. Mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim. Now we have to get back to what we said at the beginning. It's mutter to lie for a mitzvah. Where does it say that? Agamol is in the day Shalom. How did Rabbi Yonah know it's mutter for a mitzvah? So one suggestion was Shmuel Anavi. mitzvah of anointing David HaMelech. But there are other Gemaras. Who ever learned brachas, Rav Moshe? Who learned brachas? You're not lying. You could have lied. The other guys also learned, they're just lying. I'm sure everybody learned brachas. Those who didn't raise their hands, they found Gemara Bava Metzia Chav Gimel, the Mesech, they said they didn't learn brachas. Okay, very good. There's a story, Rav Moshe, in the eighth parak of brachas, a very famous story that she may have learned. I don't know, who learned the eighth parak of brachas? Okay, everyone else did it also, just lying and not telling me. Okay, very good. Those who know it, now that's a question. What's the story that someone told a lie in the eighth parak of brachas? The Gemara discusses a case, Rav Moshe, where should a person make the bracha, the birchas hamazon, after he finishes eating? Where should he make the bracha? Of course, it's better to make the bracha the place where you ate. What happens if you forgot? The Shammai, it's Beis Hillel. You left the shog, you left the mezid. Might listen to the story. Fascinating story. What happens? The guy forgot the bench. He's going on a caravan. What should I do? If I say I forgot the bench, I say, bench here. I'll go back for you. What he said, I left my golden yonah behind. Oh, I left my golden yonah behind. Of course, everyone understands, he has to go back. So he went back, and guess what? Remember the Gemara? He found the golden yonah. How did he lie in the first place? Terrence says, he didn't expect to find it, but he expected to find it. He's a magician. He lied for a mitzvah. That's a source. You're allowed to lie for a mitzvah. Brachos Afnun Gimel. Amud Beis. It's a nice source. Another Gemara, Rabbi Osai, that you're allowed to lie in order to bring Bikurim. That Gemara. Masech Tainis. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Yerubba ben Nevat stopped them from bringing Bikurim. So what they do? Oh, they made shtick. They said, where are you going? We're going to make Shnei Gulei Devela Machtesu Shalafoneinu. And then when they passed the bar, then they went to Yerushalayim. They lied. Get past the centuries of Yerubba ben Nevat. To bring Bikurim. So another Gemara, you're allowed to lie, to do a mitzvah. Then there's an amazing Yalkut Shimon, he quotes over here, by Avraham Avim. How do you get to the Akedah? Sorry, man, let him take Yitzchak away from the Akedah. He made up a whole baloney story. So he says in the Yalkut Shimon. I'll read you the lesson of the Yalkut Shimon. This is found in the back of the Siman Yud Dal. Here we go. Listen to this story. But also Shah here I believe Avram. Noshim Daitun Kalas. Imlo Odia Vaganvenu came and shane a roll so techanic atzma. Because it's suicide if I just run away with these questions, she'll be so upset. Armala tikni lanu machalu mishdevinis machayom. She says to Sarah, make a party. Armala matam shall simchazu. Armala zikainim shebid musenu noa lam ben. Dinu shenismach. We should make a party. We had such people like us. B'toch ha-simcha amala, at yodas, sheisi ben shalosh shanim, he carried the yisbor. That's one of the sources that he was 39 or something, 40, whatever. V'hanar god alon ischanech. V'yesh mochem shesham mechanchem as atinokos. Olichen el sham. I'm going to take our son Yitzchak at age 37 to, I don't know how to say it, have some kind of initiation. I don't know what to use. Amrolo, kachenu l'shalom. What do you see? Had she told him to take him to Shechem, she wouldn't have let. So he lied in order to get that sorry man to take Yitzchak. Another source, a lot of them. It's fascinating. The Marshal by Kibbutz Abba saw before. Rashi Bava Metzia. Find the other for Tznius. And according to the Shara Tshuva, maybe it's derived from Shmuel, as we saw before. Good. Now, why may you lie for a mitzvah? This is false. The same way as you may lie for Shalom. Why? Because you don't want to lie. You have no choice but to make Shalom. So too, you have no choice but to do a mitzvah. So it's not considered, it's not developing a lying habit in the trait in you. That's why it's permissible. And then he quotes an amazing thing. He quotes a different Shari Tshuva. Not the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, but the Shari Tshuva that's printed in the Mishnah Berurah. In Simen Tov Samach Beis, Tov Pei Beis, Sif Katan Aleph. Fascinating. Listen to this. What happens? Talk about matzah. There's only one kazayis of matzah. One kazayis. Who gets the matzah? One kazayis. Two people. One kazayis. Called olam gra. There's a matzah there. Doesn't belong to me. Doesn't belong to you. We'll find it out. So why is the Shara Tshuva? Okay, I have to. But then he says, it's permissible to fool someone in order to do a mitzvah. Who fooled someone to do a mitzvah? This is found over here in Klal Gimel. I'm making progress about saying there's a total of 9 klalim. It's supposed to end in 15 minutes. I would be lying to you if I said we're going to finish. I'm trying to lie. Right. It's still Sunday. Sunday was time to suga psuadak. That's for sure. Blineta. But I may have to start a little bit with some of these in Yana before we get to the psuadak and suga. Okay. Rabosai, here in Klal Gimel, at the very beginning, it says it's mutter to lie to do a mitzvah. So he quotes the following thing from the Shari Tshuva. This is in on the bottom, which says, mitzvos. Shari Tshuva Tov Pei Beis Aleph. Kol Dolim Gvar. They're in jail. They're in the desert. It's only because that one because I have matzah. Whoever's strong. And Shari Tshuva said that's only if it's hefker. But if it belongs to me, it belongs to me. I eat the matzah. And then he quotes. And I gerash Shmuel on Rus. Boaz told the goel, B'yom kenoscha miad Rus ha-moavia. Why did he add the word Moaviyah? He was trying to dissuade the closer well from marrying Rus. He knew I'm Moavi below Moavis. The other guy didn't know. Penashkas Nachlosi was a tumul. The Bris Grove says pshat that maybe this generation they say Moavis, next generation they'll change their minds. And then they said, no, you can't. Halach Moshe Sinai, the Rambam says, there cannot be any change. That's the whole brisker of Shetikul Torah. Anyway, so I also the Rambam says, Chaver Lekachas Nishalom. That's Mammon. But by mitzvahs, I can't take it away from you. But if you didn't have it yet, it's like in the Midbar, Mufkal HaKol, and I'm allowed to fool you. Isn't that amazing? Boaz fooled Ploni Almoni. By throwing in the word Moaviyah. Ramak, Shari Tshuva. Then it goes further than that. Yaakov. We spoke about Yaakov, Rabbi Osei, until now. Yaakov, but he said, no case of Bechorecha. But Yaakov had some other dealings with Esau. Rabbi Osei, what was it?
You go ahead and I'll meet you.
What was it? Yaakov's, the Eagle of Anorim. And what happens over there? Esav is, what's Esav eating? Adashim. Mm-hmm. And what does Yaakov tell him? Michra kayomis b'chara schali. Samed b'chara. Says Rashi. Fish avodah b'chorus. Omer Yaakov, ein rosh hazeh kedai, she Yaakov l'kodesh baruch. Okay. Later on, Esav says, it's also fooling.
question becomes, why did he fool him? Because he knew Esav is a Rasha, he doesn't need the Bechor. That's why he fooled him. Of course, the question becomes, who said so? Who said so was the Das Kenim Yibali Atosis. Vayivez Esav is a Bechor. Pirish, Mikvar, from before Hoya Mevaz also. V'alkein l'kocho Yaakov mimenu. Nimtzim v'sevir ha'chosid. Mikana t'lomeid. Shem yesh b'yad rosh ha'sefer Torah o mitzvah acheres. T'mutl l'tzadik l'ramosov l'itlo mimenu. Wow. You can only take it away from him if he has no use for it. If he hasn't gotten it yet, like Boaz and Ploni Almoni, you can fool him, even if he's not a bad guy. But if he already has it, you can only take it away from him by fooling him if he's a bad guy. All this is in Shari Tshuva, Rabosai, in Siman Tov Pei Beis. So you've caught now quite a remarkable citation. Now, the same way, Rabosai, the same way as you may lie to do a mitzvah, so too you may lie so that someone else should do a mitzvah. That someone else should do a mitzvah. And you also may lie that you won't do an aveira. Who don't kiddush near Bosa? Kiddush. You all liars. You're all not raising your hand because of Masechta. The Gemara is an amazing Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin about Rav Amram Chasida. Rav Amram Chasida, although he was a big chos in it, was about to do a terrible aveira. The Eter of Arias overcame him. What did he do? What did he did? Famous Gemara, it's called Mr. Sharma.
He jumped in the oven?
No, didn't say that. He had fire! Nura Be'amram! Nura Be'amram! Everyone came running. Everyone came running. He couldn't go with the girl anymore, right? So how did he lie? He lied because to avoid an aver, like a mitzvah. Although, it's interesting, the Marshallah says it wasn't a full lie. It was the fire of the Yetzirah. It's also a fire. They thought it was a fire when they bring their buckets. But he was a little bit ambiguous. Yes, sir.
Didn't we say before that a person has to make a cheshbon, let's say with MS and Shalom, so then doesn't that mean for any, it can't just be for any mitzvah, any avera, that you have to make a proper cheshbon?
Okay, but the Rabbeinu Yonah said a mitzvah, and this Gemara seems to say it's an avera, and the Kaf HaChaim says, someone to give you stam yenam. There were many places where they would. You know what I'm saying? I'm fasting today. That's all we can get out of drinking the sun. I'm fasting today. It's in Hilchos Tanias. You can make up a story. And he quotes this interesting, amazing story over here. Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's an absolute lie. Not fasting. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Also, didn't we also say with the Reiki Vaker about whether it's the Rabbanan, the story from Shlomo Zalman about the Rabbanan versus the Reisa.
Right.
So it can't just be any mitzvah either.
And
it's, what I'm saying, whether it's
Tanya
or
Maria,
that's
like,
no?
Depends. Listen to this, I'm quoting to you. Umesuper al God alechot, shekashahoya chashash isur ba'ochel, hayomer, shaharofe osur lo lecho. The doctor forbade him eating his food. Who's the doctor? The Rambam. The Rambam's the doctor. He had a mind the Rambam. Says not Rami, Kate. Ooh. So he was trying to be a little cute, this God Alecha, and not say an absolute lie. And Shulchan Aruch said, the Rambam, the doctor, because the doctor said I can't eat it. He meant Maimonides, the doctor. MD. Isn't that amazing? I said, what's the God Alecha? They don't want to have an absolute lie. Okay. Amazing. I said before, for somebody else also, turn to the Gemara Yavamas, please. Kuf Vav Amarav. Please turn. Kuf Vav Amarav. Down to our last 8 minutes, Rabbi Moshe, we're not going to finish these now. I'm sorry. Kuf Vav Amar Av. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Moshe, Chalitza Mutas is Ksheira. We discussed the Blinetta Barichas, so we get to the Lumbus of it, we get to that Perek. Okay? So the Gemara is over here. What happens? Kol She'omim Chalotzla Amanash Atitla Lacham Asayim Zuz. It was such a case. And the Rabbanim told him, Chalotz HaMashitin L'Lachem HaSayim Zuz.
And if there's a kosher chalitza, how did they lie to him? She never gave him a sayim zutz. Is he allowed to lie so that a person will do a mitzvah before she can run kuf vav amud aleph? Quite remarkable. He quotes an interesting story, which I don't know. He quotes an interesting story over here. Amazingly, is this true or not? I don't think I've ever done this myself. I don't know. I don't remember doing this. A Rebbe has a Talmud. The Talmud has a Shvach HaKop. He doesn't have so many, he's not so, not such a brilliant student. But the Rebbe wants the Talmud to keep learning. Nireh. This is in Sivav and the Ban. Harav Sheroeh Shem Yoma LaTalmido Shul Bal Christian. That you're very bright. Yischazek Yosef B'limud HaTorah Oshar Toelas the Mutalama Ken Afilu Hu Sheker. Wow. But both if I thought you were a Bal Christian, I think it's true. I don't think I'm telling you that. That's not part of it. I don't think I do these things. Although he said it's mutter. I think it's mutter. Is it a good idea to do? That's what he says over here. I mentioned to you before, Abosai, the Gemara's Baba Metzia, Dav Chav Gimel, these three things, a Talmud Chacham may lie. And what about an Amoritz? So here, and this is Klal Gimel, Sif Tes, is an Arichas in the bottom. What about an Amoritz? Is an Amoritz allowed to lie? Maybe only a Talmud Chacham? So most posts seem to say, means even a Talmud Chacham. Even a Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie, even though you know he's more careful than like the Mesillas Sharm said and what he says. And certainly an Amoritz, some disagree, only a Talmud Chacham, some say. Okay. Now, this is a very serious case. This really happens, I've said. This really happens in real life. This is the end of Klal Gimel. Sif Chafed. Someone knocks on the door. And the person in the house does not want to see the guy who's knocking on the door. He figures he wants money from him, he wants whatever. So the son or daughter say, or the wife, he's not home. Is that mutter or not? Or us? Mutter or us? Not home? The new word is, he's not available. Oh, that's okay. Not available. That's a catch-all phrase. Not available. He's not home. What do you say about that? Yeah? It's terrible.
Right, I'm saying, but if...
Terrible.
So I recall that if there's children, it has to be clear. Like, if there are no children, then maybe there might be some more agency for that kind of thing.
Ah, okay. Here we are saying. It's interesting you mentioned that, to have a digression. It was a weekend, a yeshiva weekend on Thanksgiving, and I came out to Shabbos. There were 10 questions, and the 10th question I never got a chance to answer. They cut me off before the end of the session before. And that was, people come to the house all the time, what do you do with them, etc., etc. So Mr. Joel, President Joel, came to me and said, well, I was waiting for that last question, so I also wanted to answer the question. People come to his house, come to my house, come to many of your houses, and said, I always try to let the person in. And especially, because I said, you need private time with your children. So I was going to say, for carrots, especially when your children are there. The children are not there, and someone buzzes, you don't let them in. Nope. Your children are there, they see, you want to help people out. When my children are there, I always let everybody in. Yeah, I give more money, less money, whatever, let them in. That's chinuch, as you say, 100% right, if you ask me. But here, there are those who would mechana children to lie and say, my father's not here. He really is here. He quotes a scary story of Sanhedrin that Sadi Zion and Alf. Okay. And some stories are scarier than others, Rabosai. We don't get scared of every story, but listen to this story. Masechta Sanhedrin, Sadi Zion and Alf. This is the Agadah of Perek Chelek. A whole long story over here, many, many stories. Is it? It's a Maizer Rav Tavyumi. Tavyumi. Great people of his time. He have a Yavale. Kochalali bi'alma, in all the world he would never lie. Zim nachada iklu lahu asra. all kinds of people, right? And everyone lived a long time. Once it was the following case. His wife, Kochaifa Resha. His wife was shampooing her hair. And the neighbor came in, knocked on the door. Sabar, it's Rav Tavyumi, always tell the truth. Lav Orach Ara. Not appropriate, I should tell the neighbor, my wife's in the shower. I don't know what's wrong with that. I don't take a shower. But he has a little sneers, you know, he's taking a shower. What'd she say? Omala Lessa. Oh, she's not here. Shchivu le tartin benin. His two young children died. It was a city where no one ever died at a young age because he didn't tell the truth. He's of Yaakov Emden on that Gemara. Even Hashem Yisbarach himself lied in Hashalom. Yivavah Samachem in Beis. Here's the of Yaakov Emden. Lo havi kokach in Hashalom. Shem ha'emes ha'yisam ispayes es ha'shreina. Should have told the truth in the shower. So before a person lies in that someone's not home, you better think twice after this Gemara. Say he's not available, or tell him the truth. He doesn't have time to see you now. He has no money to give you now. Whatever the truth is. But Rabosai, it's so scary. Coming from this though, if it's necessary to avoid a real machlokes, then be mutter. Otherwise not. We'll end with the scary story, because we see how important emes is. We'll stop here. I didn't finish my inyanim, but we did it on Sunday. Regular time, 11:30, Mr. Chen. We will start with these inyanim and go in sometime during the Shia Sunday. Believe that, I can't tell you how far in. Exactly. The students of Pesu Adaka and Siyad of Ishmael. Okay. Now we officially break for Rosh Chodesh. Students Rosh Chodesh. Pizza. Where's the pizza? Yeah, two guys.
It's not that much. But
which store is the pizza?
Last time they brought it here, but I don't know if they're bringing it here this time. I'm going to go find it.
What? They're not bringing it?
I know.